Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday night, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're getting ready to get down with some football, food, family and friends, particularly football. I got three games on Thursday, got the first time ever game on Black Friday, although it is not the first Friday game. There was a Friday game during COVID, but it is the first Friday game for Black Friday. No game on Saturday, and then a full slate of games on Sunday, and then Monday Night Football. But y'all know what happens during the holidays. I did say football. I did say food, but I also said family. I am not alone. Sitting next to me, the voice of reason, JB in person. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Always good to be here in person. And the figurative sense is one thing, but it's always great to be here in the literal. So let's get it on.
And I just want to know this. How's that scotch?
It's nice. It's real nice.
How's that beer?
It's nice. It's real nice.
Now, you know, I know she's out there listening. Yep, here's Ken. I know she's listening. We are drinking the Sam Adams pumpkin beer that somebody gave me. It's actually pretty good. What'd you say? You think it's good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. Huh?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Yeah. So I know you're out there listening. Thank you for the beer.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So we getting our little, you know, our little thing on. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't know who this person is that is on hold. This is usually, I'm gonna unclick this because I don't recognize this number, but historically this has not ever been good. So I hope whoever this person is, you know, someone I know. Okay, welcome to the Madden Voice. You are on live.
No, man, I'm not causing any trouble, dude. I called in on Skype, but yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm just, you know, checking you guys out. Saw the show was on. You know,
and you know what? And we appreciate it, brother. You know, in the past, sometimes when Skype dudes, they call in anonymous, so they can disrupt. But you sound cool, brother. So I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah, sports radio fans, some of the worst people in the world and some of the best. You know how it goes.
Yeah. So, hey, since we got you live, real quick, who's your team?
Whatever the point spread says. I have no loyalty to any team, no laundry, nothing.
Okay. All right.
My man said his wallet.
Hey, man. Not mad at you at all, brother. Not mad at you at all. All right. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. Enjoy the show.
All right, man.
All right. So, hey, Jay, I got to ask you a question. We're going to jump right in. I know you and I are both huge Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yep.
We were both sitting there last night. We were excited about the Eagles having to go to Kansas City. And it was like, yeah, you know, we two games behind the Eagles. Hey, this was going to be a chance for us to make up a game. Still got to play them another game.
Yep.
So this was huge, right? And who goes to Kansas City and beats Patrick Mahomes, right? I mean, this was tailor-made. This was it. We knew the Eagles was not going to be able to come through. And at first half, looked pretty good.
Looked very good.
You know what I'm saying?
Very good. Very good.
I don't know what happened in the second half. So my question is this. We don't need to relive the game. We already saw the game. Everybody saw the game. If you didn't see the game, you saw the highlights. If you didn't see the highlights, go to YouTube and catch the highlights. I will tell you this. MVS, Marquez, Valdez, Scanlon, bruh, you get paid too much damn money to miss that catch. That's a catch Tyreek Hill makes. That's a catch CeeDee Lamb makes. Yeah, I'm talking about Dallas.
Yep.
That's a catch Justin Jefferson makes. That's the difference between a superstar and a rum-dum. Guy that, you know, he all right. Mm-hmm. You know, he making his, you know, a few million a year playing the game. But the superstars make that catch when the game's on the line. And it was, I mean, I'm not going to say I would have made that catch because I'm not a ball player, you know, pro. I did play football a long time ago. I'm not going to say I would have made that catch. I didn't play at that level. But it almost feels like I could have made that catch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hit you in the midst.
Both of them.
And he dropped it. He dropped it. Okay. And they had five drops. You know what I mean? Travis Kelce. Is it me or – okay, so I jump around. Let me ask you this question first, then I got to go somewhere with it. Are the Eagles the best team in football? Are they, at 9-1, the best team in football?
You have to say yes based upon the record. I mean, you can't sidestep the fact that a win is a win. Should he have caught that ball? Absolutely. But in my opinion, at 9-1, given the level of play, the opponents, they are. But I'm not sold still. I'm not sold.
Yeah.
Are they a really solid football team? Absolutely. They came out in the second half, made the adjustments that they needed to make, made the plays that they needed to make. So based upon record, I have to say they are, but they can be beaten. They can get got, as the saying goes.
Yeah, yeah. And let me just correct something real quick. You know, Lena is the one who provided me, us, the beer. Thank you, Lena.
We appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate it. Thank you, Lena. You know, your fellas out there, y'all know when a lady messages you, you got to respond, right? So there you go. Okay, Lena, we thank you for the Sam Adams pumpkin beer. Lena, okay.
Mine gone, so I'm going to get me another thing.
And you should. But you didn't answer me, though. You didn't answer. You said you did the tap dance. Are the best team in NFL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are.
I did answer.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I thought you said you didn't believe in them.
Doesn't mean that they're not the best team.
Oh, okay. All right. They're the best team in NFL. They beat Kansas City in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Kansas City contributed to it, they're the best team in NFL. Now, it hurts me to say this.
They've been the best team. They've been the best team in NFL.
I don't know. There was a time where I would have said the 49ers. Before that three-game skid, I would have said the 49ers.
Yeah, yeah. No,
and I'm not far away from saying the 49ers again because they're looking like old 49ers again.
Yeah, they back healthy.
And here's the thing. If you're a Dallas fan, you're not worried about Philly. Even though they might be the best team in NFL, you're just not worried about them. We play them twice a year. We generally have good luck against them, even in Philly. We're not worried about them. San Francisco? Yeah, I'm a little worried about San Francisco.
That's a problem.
They are a problem.
They bring a different brand of football.
They do.
And they have well-oiled, machine-skilled players.
And very well-coached.
Exactly.
They are going to be difficult for anybody to beat. And would have been last year if they actually had a quarterback. We all know what happened. All the quarterbacks went down.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost like they are on a mission this year because of that.
Right.
We've never seen that before.
Right.
Three quarterbacks down and your running back is your wildcat QB. He even tried to throw a pass.
Yeah.
Poor McCaffrey.
And still almost pulling
and
it out.
Still almost pulling out.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the 49ers, I think the Eagles right now are the best team in NFL, but I'm watching the 49ers because they are rounding back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
I am watching the Lions. Now, I'm a non-believer in Jared Goff, but 8-2 is 8-2.
It is. You are what your record says you are.
Yeah, you are. And so I have to give credit where credit is due. But the good news is we're going to see San Francisco play Philly.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to see Dallas play Philly in Dallas, round two.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to see Dallas play Detroit,
ooh, yeah,
right? So, like, we're going to know in the next few weeks who's going to rise to the top,
mm-hmm,
because these teams are playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, they talk about, you know, Philly has to play the Giants twice, right? And that's two wins. That's what I heard today on one of the shows. Philly has to play the Giants twice. That's two wins for Philly.
Okay.
How did Washington do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We mollywopped the Giants. Mm-hmm. And then the Giants said, hold my beer, and got a win against Washington. Division games, right, bro? What do we say about division games?
You never know what's going to happen.
There you go.
Throw the records out the window. Because you play that team twice a year. And we're talking about not just any division. We're talking about the NFC East. We're talking about teams that don't like each other, that go head-to-head, and they bring everything they got. It's literally these teams' Super Bowls when they go at it.
Yeah.
And you could be 13-0. You can be 0-13. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We can go back to 1989 when the Cowboys were 1-15.
Beat the Redskins.
13-3 at RFK Stadium.
Yep.
You know what? That was their Super Bowl.
Yep.
Every time you have a division game,
bruh,
it's the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Throw them records out the window.
Yeah,
let's see what happens.
Absolutely. Now, I didn't put this on the agenda, but, you know, K-Star is held up, and I don't know where the heck Train is, so we just going to roll.
That will.
Sound like me, huh?
you know?
hey, that deserves another
toast.
There we go.
Mm. You know why?
Because we can.
Thank you.
And Lena, we're drinking some Johnny Walker Double Black, in case you're curious what we're drinking. We just toasted you. Wish you were here. Just saying.
Well, then I'd have to go.
Yeah, you'd have to go. You my man, 20 grand, but yeah, you'd have to roll. You'd have to roll.
My mouth was over.
Yeah, I'd hold the door for you, though. I'd hold the door for you as I threw you the fuck out. yeah, there you go. First Prince. <Yeah. laughs> that's too funny. But I want to address the blatant disrespect. And, bruh, if you don't agree, tell me you don't agree. But I think you're going to agree. I'm about sick and tired of everybody looking down on victories because it's against, you know, teams with bad records. I mean, Dallas went to Carolina and played the Panthers. Panthers were 1-8 in Carolina. I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been in America. Charlotte. I've been very close to that stadium because my employer, we have a large presence in that area, and we had a big meeting there a year ago. So I got to meet people that live right there, and they love their Panthers. They love their Panthers. They love their Hornets. They love their sports teams. And, of course, they love their college sports teams. We already know, right?
Yep.
So there's passionate sports teams down there. So when Dallas, America's team, Dallas Cowboys,
come to town,
mm-hmm. everybody need to understand, it's their Super Bowl. It's like, look, we suck. Our season sucks. We're not going to the playoffs. We don't even have the first round pick because we traded it to Chicago. So we can go 1-15. We ain't even going to get that pick because we traded it to Chicago. So you know what we can do? Let's beat the Cowboys. Let's get one win on the map and shock the world. And not that I ever thought the game was in jeopardy. I don't. But, you know, you get a little worried when, you know, things happen throughout the game. But what I want to say is, we saw what happened with Arizona, and clearly Dallas didn't take them the right way. Now, Josh Dobbs is starting to look like a real quarterback.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's not cut his performance against Dallas short mm-hmm. as if it was a fluke. Mm-hmm. He's starting to look like he's going to turn into, I mean, Kirk Cousins.
Take care of that.
Oh, yeah, deal
right
up.
Now, Josh is in there.
But I'm just saying, when you come back from injury, you might be looking for another team. Right. That's all I'm saying. And if Josh was looking for another team, he may end up in somewhere like Pittsburgh so he's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. My point is he's showing some skills. And so that combined with us not taking Arizona, we, you know, 2-0, two blowouts, went in there, high on our horse, they humbled us.
Right.
No problem. We learned from that. We went to San Francisco. Hey, they just beat us. No excuses. Whooped us like they was our daddy. Yep. Cool. Since that game, we done won every game except Philly, and could have and should have won that one.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is we played Carolina. They come in to their stadium ready to play hard and try to upset Dallas. How many times in recent years would that have been a game that we lost?
Oh, gosh. You almost want to say 9 times out of 10.
Right. Not only did we not lose that game, fourth quarter, we mollywopped them.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth quarter, we made it decisive.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth quarter, we said, oh, no, this ain't
happening.
Put the foot on the throat and shut it down.
The difference.
It went from 17 to 10 to 33 to 10, final score.
In what, a matter, I think it was a minute? A
very short time.
Literally.
Yeah, because we had
football minute.
We had the touchdown, and then Deron Bland had
the pick six. Mm-hmm.
So my point is, give the Cowboys the credit they deserve. I don't want to hear about 1-8. I get it. They're not very good. They got a rookie quarterback who's learning. He's going to be okay, but he's learning. I get it. But that's a game that I've seen Dallas over the years with Romo and even before that lose. We started earlier this year. They came in and they said, we're not going to lose this game. We're not going to take this team lightly.
Mm-mm.
And they put their foot on their throat and they won. They did what they were supposed to do. Why is that such a bad thing? Help me understand. Help me understand why that's a bad thing.
When it comes to beating teams that you're supposed to beat and not getting the supposed credit you deserve, for me, that comes when you're talking about power rankings. Well, there wasn't a very good team, so I don't want to boost them up from point A to point B. Okay, fine, I get all of that. But we're going to put that to the side because that's irrelevant. A win is a win, all right? And we've heard from players constantly state, do you know how hard it is to win in the NFL? We've heard coaches state, do you know how hard it is to get a victory in the NFL? So when you go in on the road against, yes, an inferior team that you should beat, one that I think, if I'm not mistaken, the point spread was 10.5.
It was.
You are supposed to do that, but supposed to versus actually doing are completely separate. Those two things are mutually exclusive. When you go into a stadium and play against a team that you're supposed to beat, and you beat them soundly, now, granted, Carolina put up a fight.
Yeah.
First half, they put up a fight.
Yeah.
The defense gave the offense fits at times,
yeah,
giving them their credit. Carolina's always had a stout defense.
Yeah.
It's been the offense that's been the question.
They
that defense gave them some trouble.
They prevented us from going deep.
Right.
We had to take what was given to us.
Right.
And they actually had decent run attack.
Right.
They didn't get 100 yards. We have not given up a 100-yard rusher or receiver all year, by the way. But they did gash us on the run a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they only had 155 total yards, so, I mean, keep things in perspective.
Right.
But you're right. They came to play, and they were present for three and a half quarters.
Right. But we've seen other teams in the same predicament struggle mightily.
Yeah.
Teams in the upper echelon,
yeah,
play teams in the lower echelon.
Yeah.
Struggle.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
We've seen the Eagles' lone loss against the Jets.
Hey, I was going to talk about this when K-Star got on, but not sure if he's going to join us. But the Steelers lose to DTR.
Right.
Backup quarterback.
Backup to the backup.
Right.
Because really, it's P.J. Walker.
That's true.
And then they said, no, we're actually going to give the DTR, give him an extra week.
Yeah. And
what happened?
And the Steelers lose. So that's what gets me. And this isn't baseball. This isn't basketball. Baseball, 162 games. Basketball, 82 games, right? You can sit LeBron James down for 5 games and still make the playoffs.
Right.
Still get the number one damn seed.
Can't do that in NFL.
You can't do that in NFL. Every game matters.
17 games, you got it.
Everyone matters. And so if you sit somebody, yeah, there's probably strategy. Tyron Smith, okay, do you think our backup can hold it down and we give Tyron a week off and not play him because we really need him for this game? Yes, there's limited strategy like that, but it's very limited.
Right.
And it's calculated. You're
right.
Still trying to win. It's not like you can go in and say, all right, we don't care if we win this game. Every game matters.
Right. You may not blow them out, but a win is a win.
A win is a win.
31-30, ain't no different than 31-0. It's still a win.
And when the Patriots were 16-0, back when they had Randy Moss?
Yep.
Do you remember the score of any of those games?
Nope.
Do you know, was it 50-0 or 3-0?
Win is a win.
Don't know. I know they went to the Super Bowl, lost to the Giants. That's what I know.
That's what they got, that 18-1.
18-1. That's what I remember. And that's what I'm talking about. People want to talk about qualities of wins and all that. It's a win. And no one's going to, you know, Dallas was 12-5 last year. Ask me the score of any of the games last year. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I could tell you we lost in the playoffs to San Francisco, though.
Right.
I could tell you that. I could tell you the year before we were 12-5. We lost in the playoffs to San Francisco again.
Exactly.
That's what I can tell you. So I hate when these analysts try to degrade the victories because the team isn't playing well or it's a backup quarterback or, you know, I mean, the Giants is a great example. We decimated them two games in a row. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mom, although I don't think you're listening. But if you were to listen, sorry, Mom. Our mom's a Giant fan, but oh well. And we mollywopped them.
89-17 in the two games this season.
And what'd they do on Sunday?
The damn Commanders 31-19 on the road.
In Washington.
Right.
Jumped down 95 and went to D.C. and beat the Commanders. So, you know, now, Commanders were looking like they might try to make a push.
I was actually.
Yes.
Well, isn't he, before this week, he was leading the league in passing yards, if I'm not mistaken.
How it was, yes.
So it says something about, to a certain extent, it says something about what they have at quarterback. It says something to a certain extent what they're doing on offense. To get basically shut down by the Giant defense, and you're at home against a third-string quarterback who, what, undrafted, if I'm not mistaken? Doesn't matter. He's third-string. So we're going to stop the buck right there.
Yeah.
And you get beat 31-19. And from all accounts, it wasn't as if it was one of those games where it was a one-score game throughout the whole game and, you know, it was coming down to the wire and it was something that did a pick six at the end. No, from what I recall, based upon highlights, based upon what I've read and seen and everything, I didn't watch the game, Giants was pretty much handling their business.
Danny DeVito did his job. Exactly. I mean, Tommy DeVito. He did his job.
Twins. So, no, to your point, like I said earlier, the only time you want to start grading the competition and things like that is when you're looking at power rankings and you start to look at the quality of the competition. Outside of that, a win is a win. If anybody can get beaten on what?
Any given Sunday. Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, all right. I'm curious your thoughts. Like I said, I was going to save this for K-Star, but doesn't look like he's going to be joining us. So I don't know what happened to Train. I mean, it's Train. I don't, you know, but that's okay. You know,
we're
going to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So AFC North, let's talk about it.
Whew.
Right. So we got the Steelers with no offense.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Ravens without Mark Andrews, although now the word is he might make it back by the end of the season. Still unsure.
Either way, he's missing multiple weeks.
He's going to miss multiple weeks. He's certainly a top. You got to say there's Kelce, there's Kittles. Andrews is in that conversation.
So top five.
Top five, easy. Maybe top three.
Right.
Right? Tight end. And certainly a security blanket for Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Number one option.
Number one option.
Yep.
So that's going to hurt the Ravens.
Yep.
And then, of course, Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow out.
Huge losses.
Huge losses. Now, Cleveland managed to get a win. I would not expect that to continue.
No.
But who knows? And then, you know, Joe Burrow being out is just devastating. On a side note, I don't give a damn how much it helps the Cowboys. I never root for or look for injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I never, every time there's an injury, I always say, well, I ain't going to lie, I say, okay, I want you to be healthy next week.
Right. Can you slow down your rehab this
moment? Yeah. You know, you're in a game with a team and the key guy gets hurt. It's like, okay, I hope you're okay next week. Maybe you need to take the rest of the game off and heal up. We'll see you next week. But my point is I don't play that. I don't root for injuries for nobody. But, man, Joe Burrow seemed like he just been through so much. And he is such a generational talent.
Yeah.
I mean, he is definitely on that Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes level. And they were starting to look like they were starting to get together, get their groove on. And
it's
now
starting to form like Voltron. You know
starting
I mean?
To. So I'm asking you now with really, I mean, is this the Ravens division to lose now? I mean, Patriots, Steelers, no offense, and two quarterbacks out. Is this really just like the red carpet? Do the Steelers with the best coach in the game right now for my money? Okay, today Tomlin's the best coach in the game. 6-4 with that team, was 6-3 with that team.
Yeah, let's give a quick 10 seconds to give Mike Tomlin his flowers, because as much as folks have said he's a very good coach.
Well, would you like to hear it from him directly?
Well, all right.
I just told the guys I appreciate the spirit and energy in which they fought. Please don't talk to me about moral victories and things of that nature. That'd be disrespectful to those guys in the room. We didn't get the job done. We came up short. We accept responsibility for that. You know, we will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December because we have to. We won't go in the shell. We're going to go in attack mode because that's what's required. But came up short tonight. Tough environment versus a good football team. I like to compliment those guys. They made the plays necessary to win, and we came up just short. So be it.
You know, what's funny is that clip is several years old,
mm-hmm.
and that could have applied. I didn't play the whole clip, but he could have literally said that
mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's literally the same. But I will always love, if you listen to it, there's a pause. Like he's gathered, he knows everybody listening, not mm-hmm. just the media. My team is listening. My front office is listening. The fans are listening. I just want everybody to hear this again and listen to the pause and then how he comes out of that pause.
I just told the guys I appreciate the spirit and energy in which they fought. Please don't talk to me about moral victories and things of that nature. That'd be disrespectful to those guys in the room. We didn't get the job done. We came up short. We accept responsibility for that. You know, we will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December because we have to. We won't go in the shell. We're going to go in attack mode because that's what's required. But
paused.
Mm-hmm.
We will not go gently.
Mm-hmm.
We will unleash hell in December because that's what's required.
Because
we have to. Like, I want to say, bruh, should
Bring
we go to
that,
bruh, right? Let's go get a dummit and some shoulder pads, and let's go to Pittsburgh and ask if he needs some help, right? Like, it just, you know, I'm old as a mom. Like, I'm ready to go play for this man. Like,
exactly.
Like, and so for me, I agree that Baltimore is sitting pretty because they have most of their team. And they have their MVP-level quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's most important. He's healthy, and, I mean, he did look like he got a little dinged up a couple weeks ago. But
guess what? The other three teams don't. And like
right.
you have said on this show for years,
it's
all about coach and quarterback.
Yes, sir.
Baltimore has something that the other three teams don't. They have their coach, and they have their starting quarterback. A damn good coach and a damn good quarterback.
Damn good quarterback.
You can't say that about Cincinnati anymore.
Hey.
You can't say that about Cleveland anymore.
Well.
You can't say that about Pittsburgh. You only have half on Pittsburgh. You know you got a damn good coach.
They have no quarterback.
Right. Me and you could suit up and probably do just
probably.
A damn job.
Probably.
So,
I don't know about that, but
at least give me the paycheck anyway.
Give me the paycheck. I'll try.
But you're right. It's a red carpet for the Ravens right now.
Yeah.
It's a red carpet. Andrews is a big loss, no doubt about it. But that's the kind of loss where you can kind of spread the wealth around as other players. Obviously, you're going to give it 100%, but see where you can step it up a notch. When you're missing your quarterback, especially Cincinnati, and I'm not a fan of Cincinnati, but I really do like Joe Burrow. I really do.
Joe Cool.
When they ask you, say, what's your championship window my whole career? Come on now. Come on now. Step back and just appreciate that.
You know who he makes you think of?
Joe Montana.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir.
Joe Montana.
That same silent swagger.
Right. It's like, watch this.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So for them to lose their quarterback hurts because that's the one team that has gone into Arrowhead and has given them fits and said, nice try. We'll see y'all next year. We're heading to the Super Bowl, but y'all ain't. They don't have their Superman. So Cincinnati's really hurt.
So let me segue that question. We agreed at Baltimore right now, the red carpet's rolled out for y'all. If y'all can't win that division and put yourself in a number one seed, I believe right now you are the number one seed after Kansas City lost. I believe Baltimore is the number one
seed. They're 8-3 right now.
Yeah.
Everybody else is 7-3.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but that aside, Baltimore aside for that division, looking at the entire AFC right now, who would you say, other than Baltimore, who would you say is a team that people should look out for? Because, and here, let me set it up for you, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Miami's been up and down, but got a serious offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Buffalo? They didn't look good. Now they came blowed out the Jets. So should we be worrying about Buffalo? Kansas City, in my opinion, they missed Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And the offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So you know, so when we look at the AFC, who do you think outside of Baltimore? That's the easy pick, right?
Yep.
Outside of Baltimore, who should we be paying attention to?
Miami.
Think so?
But there's a caveat, obviously. As long as Tua stays healthy, and as long as Cheetah stays healthy, as long as you've got those two, that's a tough team to beat. Jalen Ramsey is now back. Snatched a game-winning game-sealing interception. Yeah. That's a bad mother shut your mouth.
That's a bad boy.
And he can back up his talk.
That's a bad boy.
Because he was pissed that the Cowboys didn't take him and we took Zeke instead, and he's been proving everybody wrong ever since the 2016 draft, pretty much.
I'm okay with taking Zeke.
But I am, too.
Yeah, but I hear
but
you.
But you
get
where I'm coming from.
I hear you.
That's the team that has my eyes open.
Yeah.
And again, it's all about health. We've seen what happened when Tua goes down. So, and we know about his history. So we have to add that into it. But we're going to keep the playing field level and just take injuries and push that to the side. Right now where we stand, that's the team to watch to topple the Ravens. They're 7-3 in the division. They're number one in their division. They've got momentum. Tyreek Hill is on pace to break the single-season receiving record, even on a 16-game schedule, let alone a 17. And they got Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, boy. Bam.
And they got Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
They got Mostert.
Yeah.
And I think Achane, the running back, probably not pronounce his last
name
right.
Achane. He was out, but he's back now.
But I think he re-injured his knee. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah, but yeah. I think it's just an aggravation. I don't think it's any structural damage. I don't think it's any worse. He might be day-to-day. I'm not sure if he's week-to-week. But they've got offensive weapons, and they've got defensive weapons. That's a tough team to watch.
So I'm going to say outside of Baltimore, I'm still riding with the Chiefs. I think last night is a wake-up call. You know, you've been winning games at home. You know, you've never had to go on the road to play a playoff game. You've never had to, you know, all of your playoff games have been home because you get the number one seed. You've got the best quarterback in the game. You've got the best wide receiver in the game. And, you know, frankly, you know, you don't have Tyreek Hill, which is definitely an issue, and I think it reared its ugly head last night. But I have a hard time believing that after last night, that MVS and that other guy that missed the 4th-and-25 catch, Walker or something like that is his name, and let the ball go right through his hands, I have a hard time believing that they're not going to wake up and try to step up. And, you know, Travis Kelce is the real deal. I mean, Taylor Swift aside, okay, yep, Taylor Swift and, you know, all of that. The dude is trying to play football and win games, and he was pissed at the end of that game because he fumbled. You know, he had an untimely fumble. He had at least one drop himself. And after when he was interviewed, he was like, yeah, I didn't play well, and I got to do something. He wasn't smiling and giddy and talking about going to Argentina to see Taylor. He was like, yeah, I got to play better. So and as much as I didn't believe in Andy Reid for a number of years, probably because he was a Philly coach and I'm not a Philly guy, you know, I didn't believe in him. But Andy Reid has proven to me that he can coach.
Yep.
And so I think if anybody, and, you know, what are they now? 7-3?
7-3. Yeah.
7-3, okay.
Yep.
So I truly think, I don't know that I believe in Buffalo, although they had a good game, but, you know.
Good game.
Yeah, but Josh Allen and them turnovers, and I still think that there's trouble in paradise with him and Stephon Diggs.
And McDermott, their coach.
And McDermott.
He's on the hot seat, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but let me tell you about the hot seat. San Diego.
I told y'all.
San Diego.
He has been on that damn hot seat.
He's going to be lucky to make it through the end of the season.
Exactly.
He may not make it through the end of the week. I'm just saying.
Y'all know I'm not even going to get on my soapbox. You already know how I feel about his decision.
He on that hot seat.
That seat on fire.
Oh, my God. We have a guest. Let me go and unmute.
Whoa.
All right. Hey, we have K-Star Bayless. Welcome to the Mad Voice.
Hey, Bayless in the building, y'all.
What's going on with you?
You know, just the best things in life, especially in the holidays.
Hey, man.
Fan, trust me.
Hey, man, without disclosing, I feel you, brother. Trust me.
Like, nerd.
Yes.
I feel you. Trust me.
And then the impeccable timing is just...
Yeah, man, that's the way it is. That's the way it is.
It's always deliberate, by the way.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't be what it is without impeccable timing. We know.
Speaking of timing, yeah. I have no idea where Train is. Train might have went out to play golf or something and lost track of time because he got off work.
He's not here.
Who knows? But speaking of timing, I think it is a good time to ask Mr. K-Star about the AFC North.
Let's jump him right in. By the way, K-Star, me and Bro, we're live. He's here next to me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know. I'm aware. Let's go. That's awesome.
I didn't know what you knew because you was occupied.
That's true.
You were busy, so you know. And we have a little, we're having a little taste, you know, because it's holiday time. And
I think we need to re-up on it.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. No icebergs, but you can go ahead.
Yeah, but give us your thoughts on your division there, K-Spire. I'll have Big T introduce the thoughts that are about to take place.
So obviously, I think I don't know who's more disappointed, you and your Steelers or us in the Chiefs for not pulling that win out last night. But
certainly
your Steelers had a golden opportunity playing the backup with the Rams. I mean, I'm sorry, the Browns. You know, we all know Deshaun is out for the year. We know Joe Burrow is not out for the year. It's funny how after the Madden voice, everything that could have went right in your division went right.
It did.
After our show last week.
And still the game went wrong.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about your team, and I've played it twice. I'm going to play it one more time for you because this sounds like something he could have said Sunday after the game. So check this out.
I just told the guys I appreciate the spirit and energy in which they fought. Please don't talk to me about more victories and things of that nature. That'd be disrespectful to those guys in the room. We didn't get the job done. We came up short. We accept responsibility for that. We will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December because we have to. We won't go in the shell. We're going to go in attack mode because that's what's required. But came up short tonight. Tough environment versus a good football team. I like to comment.
Okay, enough on that.
Woo!
I never get tired of hearing that.
Hell no.
And literally, that's been years, but that could have been something he said Sunday night after the game.
Post game.
Yeah.
We ready to run through a wall, so we can only imagine, K-Star, what you're ready to do.
I'm ready for December now. Let's go.
So what do you think now? I mean, what are your thoughts on the AFC North and the Steelers' chance? Me and Jay kind of agreed that at this point it's the Ravens' division. We don't see any other way. But, you know, what do you think? It's your division. What do you think?
I pretty much see it, you know, as being objective as I can, the same way. I think it's safe to say the Bengals are out, like, of contention for the division. Probably even a playoff spot in the AFC because it's so stacked in terms of win-loss records between these teams. So I think you eliminate the Bengals for the equation with Joe Burrow out. That obviously systemically kills their whole team. The Browns are still definitely, I think to me, the Browns are a playoff team. They have a, their defense is still their defense. You know, but I think the Steelers will end up being the playoff team. We actually fired our offensive coordinator today.
I saw that. About time.
Yeah, at Canada. Thank God. We've been asking for it for quite a while. Yep. They sure did. And he needs to go further away than that. You know, it sucks that we re-signed him, whatever. Or not re-signed him, but we let him stay. We should have fired him in the offseason, but that's not usually how the Steelers – they usually let the coordinators finish their contracts. It's the first time we've ever actually fired a coordinator mid-season.
Since 1941.
Since 1941. So, it, you know, that's how bad it got, right? Where even Art Rooney was like, you know what, we can't do this anymore. Because that's what the game that's how the game played out, you know. I mean, I can run off the numbers. I think everyone's seen the Steelers offense and how bad it is and how why I've even been skeptical about what we can do going forward within the season because of how bad it's been. But teams usually respond pretty positively. We've seen even the Raiders respond well since they got rid of Josh McDaniels. So I'm hoping that the offense does, you know, get some momentum and a boost and can actually add a few more points to the scoreboard. And, you know, I think with our defense, we'll still be able to make the playoffs because I think with getting rid of Canada, the team can rally around one another and make enough plays offensively to give the chance for the Steelers to make the playoffs. But I do not see the division title within range just because the Ravens are two games up. You know, they got a pretty soft schedule going forward, and they do not have the problems that we do with their offense. So I agree with pretty much you guys' assessment of the AFC North.
Yeah, and I think you do guys still stand a shot because now with seven teams, that extra slot, I mean, you guys could slide into the seventh spot. So it's not far-fetched. But what are you guys going to do with your offense? And what are you going to do? You know, are you guys going to stick with Pickens? Are you going to bring – is Trubisky still on your team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still Trubisky. I think they're going to give take it a shot without, you know, with the coordinator change and see how he plays for a couple of games. But I've been feeling the leash is pretty short. It should be. He's played, you know, I don't want Matt Canada to be scapegoated into masking how bad Kenny Pickett's been because he's been truly putrid. Even when players have been open, he's missed them. Like, so the point is his leash should be short because, I mean, if we can get even just slightly improved by play than what we've been getting, we're a much better team than what, you know, we played on field on Sunday. So I think it'll be a short leash. I think he's a couple of games to prove himself. If not, I think we go mid the rest of the way.
Yeah. Well, you got to do something because I was looking at y'all's schedule. And
it's soft.
Well, I was looking at the Ravens' schedule, and I see that y'all Steelers beat them back in week 5, 17-10, and then the last week of the regular season, y'all play again. So depending upon what happens in between, y'all might still be in the mix. I don't have a whole lot of faith just because of what we've already outlined prior to you coming in, but I do agree with that seventh playoff spot being available this year. You have a chance to sneak in depending upon what Cleveland does because that's the other X factor in it. You have a possibility of getting into it, but it really is going to depend upon what's going to take place with whoever – who's your new OC now?
Our quarterback coach.
Okay. And then between what Pickett is going to do or Trubisky is going to do, you got a shot, but you got some ground to still make up.
I think you should have sent in your resume as a Madden Nation champion and see if they hire you. You know, hey,
I guarantee I could put out some better play designs than what we put out there. I'm not gonna
I think you could. I think Madden. I played.
Ain't no bow.
Hey man, I played all those guys. I played K-Star. I played Dynasty. I played Problem. All the guys back in our era. I don't know about these guys now coming out of nowhere trying to act like they can play, but back in our era, I played all those guys. Little Man. I played. You name them. I played all those men. And I believe that a lot of those guys could go on teams and design plays that would be winning.
Yeah, we're good.
Winning, as Charlie Sheen would say. I believe that. But
I mean, real quick, just to piggyback, Madden players were ahead of the fourth down or the new fourth down revolution where teams go for it now all the time on fourth and five and blah. Like, Bangalore's been doing that, you know, and there's definitely play designs where, you know, guys know how to call a good route scheme and, you know, with a spread set or with a bunch set and, you know, take plays against man defense and zone beaters. They apply in the real NFL too. McVay's even said that he's used Madden as a guy, and same with McDaniel. So I think some of the younger guys definitely got some experience off Madden as well along the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, we could use that. That'd be great.
Madden has taught folks how to really understand the game of football.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. design plays and draw up schemes. So you're right on with it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next question, just giving you a chance to comment on some things we kind of discussed, but, you know, Jay and I sitting over here pissed off because the Chiefs didn't do their job last night, take the Eagles out and allow the Cowboys to get one game behind Philly. We were really counting on this win, and, you know, they making our life more difficult. But I guess, you know, the old saying is don't rely on anybody else to do what you should have did for yourself. So,
right.
Cowboys put themselves in this predicament of having to hope that other teams can get some wins to try to allow us to slip in and, you know, maybe win the division or even compete for the number one seed. But at this point, after last night, it's not looking pretty. But on the note of Kansas City and Philly, do you think that Philly has definitively proven that they are the best team in the NFL?
Not definitively, but, I mean, right now I would consider them the best team. But, like, you know, the Chiefs for a while were getting after the Eagles. I felt like they were, for quite most of the game, the better team, and that the Eagles were very fortunate to come out of that game with a win. You know, the fact that they did was big for them, obviously, but I don't think they're head and shoulders above the best teams in the league. The Chiefs had them beat last night.
They did.
I mean, we saw what happened. We saw the drop, right? So,
yeah.
The Eagles still have problems in their secondary, and good quarterbacks can exploit them, and better receivers can make them pay.
I'll tell you, when I think about the fact that the Chiefs should have won that game, when I think about the fact that we had the Eagles beat in Philly, I got to say, and man, I'm keeping it real. To me, I can't say they're the best team in the NFL, but the scariest team in the NFL to me is them damn 49ers.
Yeah.
Them 49ers operating on all cylinders are scary as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Now, they lost three in a row, and I'm not buying, okay, Trent was out and this, you know, okay, that's football. That's football.
Yeah.
I want to hear it. You know, you lost three in a row, period, end of discussion. We missed the field goal. You lost three in a row. So we can't put them number one in power rankings. We can't in all good consciousness call them the best team in football. But I can say that they are the scariest team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear about Detroit. No one wants to play Detroit. Or no one, I want to hear that.
Nobody wants to play San Francisco.
No one wants to play San Francisco.
They're the most complete team to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, as much as I wouldn't mind playing them again to prove that we are on their level, I wouldn't be mad if we didn't have to play them. And, you know, along the way, you know, the way the seedings fell, somebody took them out. I wouldn't be mad about it at all.
That was.
Yeah, you know, because then I could run my mouth and say, oh, we would have whooped them. You know, we would have whooped them. Oh, they're lucky they got beat by Philly or they got beat by Detroit, you know, because, man, you know, we had to go out there. We had some for their ass. We had some.
I got rent money for one night.
hey, let's make you brave. Yeah, man, they are I think you said it right, K-Star. They are complete.
Yeah, on both sides.
And I think what I see with them that to me puts them a little ahead of everybody in the NFL, record aside, forget record, just looking at their team, is coaching.
Yep.
Kyle Shanahan's bad. Shut your mouth, okay? Not that Sirianni isn't good or McCarthy hasn't had a good coaching year or Harbaugh or some of these guys. Hey, we got some good coaches in the NFL. But, man, Shanahan.
He's different.
Yeah,
he's
man.
He's different. But that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up because I was talking with my boss's boss a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I'm glad that you're glad that brought that up.
Well, and we're both glad.
Well, Lolly G and Shucky Darn.
I go to your group.
I go to your group. Slap the chicken.
But in the NFL, the damn fool. In the NFL, coaching is really what separates the teams from being middle of the road to upper echelon. In college, you have a huge gap in talent. In the NFL, very small.
Yeah.
Very small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the coaching that counts. And again, what we talked about earlier, you had brought this up many years ago that everybody else has brought on. Coach and quarterback. Coach and quarterback. There's a reason why we say coach first. Because coaching, whether it's the head coach, your OC, your DC, your special teams coach, all of those coaches matter. They're the ones that put the game plan together. They spend hours in a classroom environment.
Preach.
Putting game plans together
yes,
each and every week to pick out the weaknesses of the opposition. It's not a broad 17-week, this is what we're going to do. It's a week-to-week coaching decision.
Yes, sir.
That's why coaching is so important in the NFL.
Yes,
that's why they spend all these hours and hours and hours preparing for that one opponent. That's why they sleep in their offices. They do.
Yes.
Sleep in their offices.
Yeah.
McVay.
Yeah.
Sleep in the offices.
Belichick.
Rolling Cincinnati. Coaching matters.
Yeah.
If you don't have the right coach, you will notice it in your record.
Yeah.
So when you look at what Shanahan is doing with that offense,
yeah,
with the defense,
yeah,
with the team as a whole,
yes sir,
that's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nah, I get it. And let me say this, not to bring everything back to Dallas. I haven't really talked a lot about Dallas tonight, but let me just say this. I am seeing Dak Prescott play the best football of his career. Because Mike McCarthy got rid of Kellen Moore and said, I'm going to handle the offense. Head coach, I'm going to run this offense. Here's a guy who coached Hall of Famers, okay, coached Brett Favre, coached Aaron Rodgers. I believe there's another Hall of Famer that he was like quarterback coach for. I want to say it's Joe Montana, but don't quote me. But there's another Hall of Famer that Mike McCarthy was like the quarterback coach for or in his younger years.
Mm-hmm.
So he understands offense. He understands quarterbacks. And, you know, he knew his job was on the line. He knew Jerry Jones, as much as Jerry Jones loves everybody, Jerry Jones will fire your ass, okay? And he said to Jerry, I can't guarantee this, but I could bet you he went to Jerry and said, Jerry, if I'm going to do this, let me do this my way, okay?
And as the owner of the Cowboys, I will let you handle your business.
There you go. And so he got rid of Kellen Moore. Now, Kellen Moore's over in San Diego. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called now? They're not San Diego anymore.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Same difference, but
yeah.
Same record.
Right. The Chargers were a playoff team last year. I'm all in on Pittsburgh probably grabbing that seventh spot for the playoffs. I'm all in on that. I'm with you, K-Star. Rooting for you, brother. I don't think the Chargers is going to be there. Coach.
No.
Coach.
No.
And their offensive coordinator. It does start with the coach, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear. Justin Herbert and another team with the right system.
Oh my God,
that's a bad boy.
Oh my God, man.
I wish she was a Steeler, bro. I know.
Woo!
I wish she were a Steeler.
If I'm K-Star, I'm hoping Justin Herbert tries to get out of his contract and can go to Pittsburgh. You know,
hell yeah.
Or maybe I'll
sign me up.
Joshua Dobbs, maybe. Just saying.
I'll take Dobbs.
Dak is playing some of the best football in his career,
yep.
And that's because of the coach and the quarterback.
Yep.
Because they're on the same page.
Makes a difference.
It absolutely makes a difference, you know. And when you look around the league, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's evident. And why are the Steelers struggling?
No quarterback.
And
got the coach.
You got the coach.
Got the coach.
Right.
A Hall of Fame caliber coach.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt about
it. And he said, got to get rid of this offensive coordinator. The Steelers ain't done that in 80 years.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. 80 years, and he said he got to go.
They've had, how many coaches? Three. In the history of that,
three.
Yep.
Three head coaches.
Three.
So So that further lets you know
yeah.
this does not happen.
How extreme. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, I mean, you know, every coach needs to find their quarterback, and I got to give a shout-out to Shanahan again with what he's doing with Brock Purdy because, you know, he took a guy that went last in the draft, and look, I mean, Purdy isn't some household name, he's not some marquee talent, but he is really, really good at that offense and their scheme, and I mean, I'll put it like this. I think San Francisco has found their guy at quarterback for a while because for whatever reason, he and Shanahan have that connection, and you can just see it with the you know the way their offense moves the ball.
And
hopefully we find our guy. So.
And can we give one of my favorite coaches his props now? Because is Denver not starting to look like they could be something to be reckoned with? Is Russell Wilson not looking like he found the fountain of youth and it's playing like his Seattle days?
Yeah.
That's Sean Payton right there.
That's Sean Payton. And Russ finally said, you know what, you the coach.
I'm buying
it. Let me buy in.
Yep.
Let me put my ego to the side. What is it that you need for me to do?
Yep.
I'm in.
Because a year ago, as much as, hey, Sean Payton shouldn't have said what he said about Hackett. We get
you
it.
Know
that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't lie. You know?
Right.
He didn't lie.
Yeah, spot the lie.
It was unprofessional, but it was true.
It was definitely unprofessional, but it was true.
Right.
And this guy, yes, he coached Drew Brees. We get it. But Drew Brees became Drew Brees under Sean Payton.
Because Drew Brees was not
correct.
Drew Brees.
No.
He was with
yes.
No.
Drew Brees was solid, but he was nowhere near what he was until he was connected with Payton.
Absolutely. You know, so it's kind of like, and we can go back to the 90s Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
When Troy Aikman was drafted, they had a Steve Walsh on the roster. And Jimmy Johnson had two very good quarterbacks, and he's like, one he coached, one he didn't coach. He coached Steve Walsh. He didn't coach Troy Aikman.
Guess who we picked?
He picked Troy Aikman. But that was after a season of going back and forth.
Right.
So I'm saying is what we've said on this show, I'll take the credit for originating it, but you guys all bought in. Y'all all co-signed me. Nobody fought me. Not even UK Star. You agreed, which is unusual, but you actually agreed. You know, when we started talking about quarterback and head coach, we listened to Train go ballistic when they drafted Justin Fields. Come on the show, talk about quarterbacks. Yeah, let's talk about quarterbacks.
Now
he
don't even know.
Yeah, he somewhere. He ain't on the show tonight. And he ain't talking quarterbacks.
He probably drunk.
I guarantee though, if Train had a quarterback and coach combination that were elite, he'll be on the show tonight.
Oh, yeah. He'll find a microphone somewhere.
You know, I don't know that any of us have been known to blow off the show for that reason, though.
No.
It could be. Y'all could be bullshitting me and not telling me, but I think Train legitimately got caught up probably Thanksgiving prep, maybe guests out of town coming in, you know. Maybe the wife,
or something.
You know, all four of us have ladies, and, you know, he's the only one currently married, and so, you know, when the significant other wants something, it kind of takes precedent. I'm only saying that because she's listening. I know she's listening, so I gotta say the right thing because she's listening. I'm gonna cut Trey some slack, but I think you know the point remains that the quarterback head coach combination is significant. It's important.
Oh yeah.
And I'm gonna be interested to see what happens in the AFC. I honestly am interested to see what happens in the whole NFL. When you look at the schedules and teams playing each other, you know you got the Eagles. I mean they're 9-1. They still got to play, I believe, Buffalo. They still got to play.
San
Francisco.
Yeah.
That's the game right there.
They got Buffalo at home. They got San Francisco at home. And then on the road against the Cowboys. And then again on the road against the Seahawks. So they've got a four-game gauntlet in front of them.
Yeah.
Now we're going to see what kind of metal they truly made of.
Yeah.
Yes, they got by the Chiefs in Kansas City. Now you got four games in a row, two at home, two on the road. Let's see what happens.
And so what's
just to reiterate, we saw, though, again, I, you know, prop the Eagles for winning, but we did see the Eagles at times be absolutely dominated and become very fortunate to come away with a win. The Chiefs did have like 3 red zone turnovers, which is entirely uncharacteristic. And yes, I know you have to give Philadelphia some credit, but it showed how teams can move the ball very easily against the Eagles defense. And
yes,
how they were very fortunate to have a butterfingers situation for them to come away with a win, because that we saw what happened. Everyone saw it. They are great. They're very good. I'm not saying they're great. They're a very good team, but they're definitely not unbeatable. We've seen it.
Yes. What's 49ers schedule? What they
so
got?
We'll just stick with first the next 4 games. So 49ers have the Seahawks on Thanksgiving.
In Seattle, I believe, right?
In Seattle, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
They're on the road against the Eagles. They are at home again against the Seahawks.
Okay.
And then on the road against the Cardinals, divisional game.
Okay. So the good news is Eagles and the 49ers play. Either one of them loses, it helps us. Eagles lose, it helps us towards the division. 49ers lose, it helps us towards a potential number one seed. And I know that's a little far-fetched, we're still in the mix. We're not out of that situation yet. And so I really, truly believe that there's a lot of football left to play.
Gosh,
yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you what. I had really felt after Dallas lost to San Francisco, I had a gut that said Dallas won't lose again. Now, I'm wrong because they lost to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But I really thought we could go on a run, and I still believe we can go on a run. I mean, even after this softness in our schedule, when it tightens up, we got to play Buffalo, we got to play Detroit, you know, Miami, I still believe Dallas. I mean, look, the first 2 weeks of the season, they look like the best team in the NFL. We all said it, right?
Yep.
And then Trayvon Diggs goes down,
and
we all panic.
Yep.
How's De'Ron Bland looking? Holla.
Looking nice.
Holla. Let's bring on the one and only Dr. Train. Better late than never. We'll take it. Dr. Train, good to have you on the Madden Voice.
What up, Train?
Welcome, Train.
What's up, fellas? God dang.
Get your ass up in here.
Man, I'm out here sweating and cooking and mopping and everything. And I looked up and I was like, wait a minute. Something's supposed to happen at 4 o'clock. Fuck. Oh, God. Man,
it's all good. I got my brother here live with me. We're sitting at my kitchen table, because that's what black folk do, drinking a little Johnny Walker Double Black. We all, you know, I don't give a damn how big your house is. I don't care how many rooms you have. I don't care how nice your house is. Black folk, we gonna connect up in the kitchen.
Show enough.
That's what we gonna do.
Show enough. You're exactly. Where the kitchen at?
Where the kitchen at? You know, if you got an attached dining room, that's cool too. We'll flow into the dining room, but don't try to put us in some family room somewhere.
Damn a family room.
Yeah, we ain't doing all that.
Where the food?
Damn how that works.
FWOD. Where the food?
Yeah. So we sitting up here. He's live. He's in Connecticut. I'm happy to have him. K Star was a little late. He had a scheduling issue. That's what it was. And he's here, and now we got you, Train. So, Train, since you're here.
Four horsemen in effect.
Since you're here. And I don't know how much longer we'll be. I know everybody's got things to do. So, but I did want to ask you a couple of things, Dr. Train.
Yeah.
Before we let you talk about the Bears, because I know you have something you want to say about the Bears, but I wanted to really get your thoughts about last night. Do you think, after last night's game, even though they won, and I'm not talking from a power rankings perspective, okay? There's not going to be a power rankings in creation that's not going to have the Eagles number one. They're 9-1.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
Well, let's put that aside. Eye test on the field, what you saw, what we've seen. Do you think they're the best team in the NFL?
It's very hard to say no to that. And to me, best team in the NFL at this point is kind of a loaded question. It's
that's what we do. We ask loaded questions.
Everything, because it truly depends on matchup, timing, healthy. I mean, let me put health out of it. All players there, man. There's some teams sitting at the top here that if they played each other, and the only advantage is home field. That would be the two last night. You can put the Ravens in that group. You can put the Cowboys in that group. You can put the Niners in that group. So, best team in NFL. Yeah, for now I'll just say yes, just because they're able to win the close games against their opponents. They're pulling them out.
Follow me. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
Reluctantly, I agree. Okay. However, I want to caveat that statement. They may be right now the best team in the NFL.
Right.
But for my money, the 49ers are the scariest team in the NFL. What do you think about
that? But that is a different question. Yes.
It is.
He said yes.
That's why I'm asking you, do you agree with me?
Your response different is the question.
Yeah, do you agree with me?
Yeah. Yeah, they are pretty scary. I thought maybe when players come back off injuries, maybe there seems to be no slowing down.
No.
Wow.
we had a very nice segment that you missed, unfortunately, but we were rehashing the whole quarterback head coach discussion and how important it is and going around the NFL and talking about, you know, the teams that are succeeding and then the teams that are struggling. And, you know, Pittsburgh is struggling right now. They got a head coach and got no quarterback, you know, right? So, you know, and Kyle Shanahan is just that dude. I mean, he's just that dude. He took a 199 pick, Mr. Irrelevant.
200-something.
Is it 200-something?
Yeah, 257 or something.
Okay.
That.
Yeah, compensatory pick and all that stuff. They're kicking that, you know, degrade down.
Yeah. It's just amazing. And I had to throw in, you know, McCarthy and how he said, okay, I'm taking over the offense and I'm going to handle Dak. And Dak's playing some of the best football in his career. You know, that combination is important. It's fierce. We talked about the AFC North, so I don't think we need to beat that to death again. We are feeling for K-Star, but K-Star feels that the Steelers still have a shot to get into the playoffs.
Yep. And then it's legit.
We will.
And I don't know if you saw Train, but we fired our offensive coordinator, who was terrible.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you guys did. They do have an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, especially because there's seven spots now.
Right.
You know, if it was six like a few years ago, I don't know if they could get in. But with seven, yeah, they definitely got a fighting chance.
Yes, especially in that division.
Yeah.
With everything that's transpired.
Well, yeah, with no
division.
Burrow, right. No Watson.
Right.
Although it lost to Cleveland.
But Watson's gone for the season, right? And
yeah,
Burrow Watson's is
gone.
Both gone for the
Burrow's
season.
Burrow gone for the season, too.
Burrow's gone for the season.
And that's
right
the
after
big
I
one.
Put them dudes at number five on last week's power rankings. The dude goes
Joe
out
did.
For the season.
Yo, you the Jicks.
Can't buy no more, boy.
You the Jicks. You got to give them all that love. Okay, all right.
And hey, they still won, though. You know what I'm saying? They still
even
won.
Say,
hold
my beer.
They got white clean in my boy.
Hey.
So you had sent a text about your Bears. I don't know what record you set, but now is your opportunity to hit on whatever it is you wanted to hit on with your Bears.
So any team in NFL history prior to that game that the Bears lost, the record was 48-0 for a team that had possessed the ball 40 minutes plus three in turnovers and winning by two scores with less than 3 minutes left in the game. 48-0. Basically, history said if you on the tail end of, if you on the wrong end of that, you losing. No. Not with this coaching staff. They miraculously made a way to lose a game that they should have won.
Bruh, when you were up 26-14, I ain't gonna lie. I was dancing because you're playing Detroit, who obviously, you know, one of the teams we got to keep our eye on for seeding purposes.
Right.
And so you giving them a loss would have helped us, and you were up 26-14. I said, go ahead, Chicago. Go ahead, Justin, Mrs. Field, Cookies. Go ahead, you know.
It was at Detroit. It was impressive.
Yeah, it was.
He did. I mean, if you got a chance to watch the game, it was like he was doing everything he could to make a play, man.
Divisional game.
Yeah.
That's why we always talk about throw records out the window when it's a divisional game. Throw performances out the window when it's a divisional game. You're up 26-14. Divisional game.
That's true, but also Train, I mean, from what I saw, I didn't see the full game, but also from what I read, from takeaways from analysts about Field's game, it sounded like it was probably one of the better games that he had in his career in terms of, like, a full quarterback play perspective.
It was one of those games where you didn't necessarily see him sling it all over the field, but you saw him continue to make plays no matter how much pressure Detroit defense, because, I mean, the bad part of the offense is that we did not get touchdowns, and we did not take advantage of all the turnovers that we created. However, we still had the game in hand for how often the offense had the ball. So my man took care of the ball, and because of his athleticism, we were able to keep the ball moving down the field. Our coaching staff, though, man, conservative don't win you shit in NFL.
Let me ask you a question.
You're probably going to ask the same thing I'm thinking. Go ahead.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about Detroit. You going there?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have another beer.
Yeah.
let me ask you about Detroit.
Yeah.
I have never been one to believe in Jared Goff, just like I didn't believe in Kirk Cousins, and I've been right, you know. Do you think he's got what it takes to carry Detroit deep into the playoffs based on what you've seen? Because I imagine you've watched him a little more than I have since he's in your division. Certainly you watched him on Sunday. But do you think he's got it?
The short answer to your question is, and I'm going to put emphasis on carry. No. He cannot carry Detroit. However, Detroit as a team is very dangerous. But if it's dependent on Goff to carry them, hell no.
Okay.
I saw we were for the first time this season, we had all our horses, man, on offense and on defense. And we was giving that boy fits.
And I was like, you're confirming my belief.
Yeah. I just know what I saw. We were giving that boy fits in a game that oh my gosh, I was so excited to see, because I was like, yeah, I'm over the badging train. Okay, I've seen enough. All right, just bring back Fields. He sat on the sideline. He hear all the bullshit. The dude to be ready to play, and he was. And the defense, with the addition of Montez Sweat, played a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? Even though we had Jalen Jones, who wants a big contract, miss out on a pick six, not paying his ass shit. He can't take off the ball. You don't deserve to get paid. But no, we had him. And so two things that, you know, I like the way about, I don't know, almost like close to, if we play early, I like to wait close to the end of the day before I start looking at articles. I really don't care about looking at recaps of the game because, hell, I watched it. But I like to wait till later because normally you get articles from them having interviewed players. And, of course, it's out of market here, so I can't, you know, I got to wait till I see an article. So two things I saw. First off, a Detroit player basically called out our coach staff. And it's simple words like, they got great players on the team. It ain't the players. You just got to put them in a position to succeed. We all know that. You have to cater to what you have. The second thing, Martellus Bennett went in on the whole Chicago Bear organization, and it made so much sense. The Bears keep selling history. They keep selling the 85 Bears. They are the 85 Bears for 1985. What year are we in? How long?
1985.
It damn still ain't 1985. You have to adjust. You have to change. You have to step up into the future of football. We can still be blue collar. But goddamn, don't lose a game like that.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, sir.
He confirmed from our discussion we had, but maybe about 2-3 weeks ago when I was questioning it. Yeah, you confirmed. No, you are not meant to be a head coach. I don't give a damn if it's your – this is your second year as a head coach. You haven't won enough games. Where the fuck did you – how do you feel like you have the audacity to be conservative? What are you conserving?
That's a great question. What are you conserving?
I'm just enjoying the Dr. Train rant.
The high horse.
I mean,
I'm on my third scotch too, so that's part of it.
I do not understand your damn your hits philosophy. You need to coach, my man. You got to score touchdowns. Mathematically, 12 points will cause you to lose the game. It's not enough. And you fucking set history on the wrong damn side. Thank you for putting that notch on the Bears' belt. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. I almost feel like I would just rather go 0-16. Just fuck it. At least someone has already done that.
Yeah. Well, I think, Train, just to wrap up the Bears portion, I think your future is bright. As much as I hate to agree with you about your head coach, because he was a coach in Dallas. He was a very good coach in Dallas, but he wasn't a head coach. He's not ready. I think he's got to go back, get in someone's defensive lineup, maybe coordinator. I think he'd be okay, defensive coordinator for a few years, and maybe come back in a few with a little more seasoning. Because I have to agree with you, he's not doing your team any justice.
Not fully baked yet.
Nah, he's not. So I agree with you. I did want to touch on fantasy football momentarily because. We're on fire right now.
Madden Boys is legit.
You know, JB is kicking ass and taking names at 10-1, number one in the entire league, and number one.
Should have had his ass last week though. That bullshit from Josh Allen, man. Can't believe it. Come on, man. I had it. I was like, this is a wrap.
Amen. And you know what, Train? I'd be all right with it because it's all in family, and I'd still be on number one anyway. but you're right, though. You're right.
Hey, Train, I went into Monday Night Football against this dude up by 10 points. We both had one player each playing, and I lost. So don't even talk. You know, don't.
You got
hey,
the
hey, what did Mike Thomas say? Don't talk to me about moral victories, okay? You know what I'm saying? Shoot. Unleash
all right.
Because we have to.
Because we have to. But JB is sitting on top of the AFC division in our fantasy football league. And second in that division is K-Star, something spectacular. He's number four overall, but he's second in that division. And then in the NFC division, your boy, Krypton, that's me, is sitting number one at 8-3. And then behind me is my other brother. He ain't on the show, but y'all all met Cobra. He's 7-4. And right behind him is Dr. Train at 7-4. So we've got four of the top five slots. We would all be in the playoffs right now if the playoffs started. We would all be in the playoffs. Jay would be the number one seed. I'd be the number two. And even more importantly, this week, me and Mr. K-Star Bayless go head up.
Oh, wow.
And when you look at right now, based on our current lineups, it's almost a pick 'em. They got me by about a point and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a pick 'em.
Yep.
So, and you know what's messed up, K-Star?
What's that?
Is you got Geno Smith. Hmm. Are you sticking with Geno, or are you going to go to Baker?
I'll probably go Baker, considering
that's
who
what
Baker
I was
playing.
That's what I was hoping, but also it would make
be determined.
Sense. Seattle's playing San Francisco, and Baker's
yeah.
playing in Indianapolis. So
yeah, I'm probably go with that
in Indianapolis. In Indy.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one to call right there between them two QBs.
I'd probably go
Baker.
Be honest with you.
I'd go with Baker all day. Geno against
Seattle and San Francisco played each other yet?
No.
They
the played two
first
times in 3 weeks.
So far.
Good luck, K-Star.
Okay.
Well,
all I can say.
Well,
it's
dilemma
too bad.
Is,
at least from a QB perspective.
My dilemma is if you play Geno, right, I want Geno to do well because he's playing San Francisco, and I want to see San Francisco lose. But I don't want Geno to beat me. There's some bullshit right now.
Who the running back,
Jen? I don't even want to know. Who he got for running back? He got Miami. That's really it.
No, I'm saying who the running back for Seattle?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, have him run the ball all day.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah, you know, or have him do the halfback toss and the halfback throw it all day.
Yeah.
Something.
The Wildcat, something,
yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, but anyway, good luck, K-Star. We got us almost dead heat. And, you know,
that's going to be interesting right there.
As much as I hate to admit it, in history, K-Star usually beats me head up. K-Star generally beats me when we go head-to-head in fantasy football, and I'm not happy about it.
This is why they play the game.
So I don't want no damn moral victory, okay? I'm trying to win. Jay, who you got this week?
King Cobras.
Oh, that's right. He did want to send me a message to you. He wanted me to tell you, good luck.
Guess what? Mac is down.
You know, from Taken, mm-hmm. The guy said,
yeah.
I got a good special set of skills.
Yeah.
And the dude said, good luck.
Yeah, guess what?
He got him.
If he's the one saying good luck and I'm the other dude, I'll put my money on the other dude.
But, yeah, I told Cobra, I said, yeah, man, the Mad Boys guys, top four. He said, not no more. He said, nah, I got something to say about that. I said, all right, man.
You can say all they want. No matter what, I'm still going to be number one at the end of the day.
That's true.
Hey, by the way, JB, you know, the tragedy is I actually had Anthony Richardson. And so that was looking good for a while, but now I'm stuck with Baker and Geno. So.
Hey, man, you know what? That's why you have to have the GM hat on, because I had J.K. Dobbins, went down the first game of the season.
First game,
20 Achilles. But that's why we put on the GM hats and we handle our business.
Find the next guy up.
Yeah,
right.
Next man up, man. That's what you got to do.
Trent, who you got this week? You know?
I got my boy from Nashville, man.
Oh, that's right. You got Tufon Blue, right?
Yeah, I got to get in that ass.
Yeah, you're going to spank him. Okay, so you about to win.
That smell like a two-ply.
Yeah, you about to win.
You know.
And so, let's see. If Jay takes out Cobra, then that would put you might move right back in the number four spot, but Cobra ain't going to lay down.
No, that's a tough out right there. I give him his props. I saw his roster. He got a legitimate roster. On any given Sunday, Monday, or whatever Thursday, he's a force to be reckoned with, so I ain't taking him lightly.
Yep, it should be interesting. Okay.
So my dilemma is Josh Allen against the Eagles, and then Josh Dobbs against Chicago.
Nah, you gotta play Allen.
That's a lot of Josh going on.
Yeah.
Don't be joshing me.
Yeah, I can't.
That's gonna be issue. Well, you know, when Josh Allen is on, he's as good as we've got in the league.
That's the problem.
He's always. It's funny because Josh Allen is an inconsistent player in real life. In fantasy, he's very consistent. He's always a great fantasy play just because he, you know, he's so chaotic with how he scores points between his legs and the deep throws he likes to chuck down the field, even if they're a little wild sometimes.
Yeah, but have we seen, when we talk about the Joshes, with Joshua Dobbs, obviously he's been a huge spark for the Vikings. We've talked about this on this show for several years. Once you have tape on a particular player, especially at the quarterback position, fortunes start to change. He's had, a couple of weeks now where the DCs have had a chance to dissect him, break him down a little bit. How long is this momentum that he's carrying going to continue to carry? At some point, pumpkin starts to pop up. When is it going to happen?
Play Chicago next.
May not be this week. Sorry, sir. <Trent. laughs> That pumpkin will have
don't
to wait.
Like that. We still healthy, bro. I'm trying to tell y'all, this is a different team when it's healthy, man. We on Monday night. You'll see for yourself. You see for yourself.
Oh, y'all
if the
on Monday,
staff
oh, that's right.
Fuck
y'all
it
Monday
up,
night. Okay.
You'll
and
see.
We
Monday night.
I'll be in Georgia in time to watch that one.
Hey,
you know what I was thinking? We should pick one game a week that we all make sure we watch, and then we dissect the heck out of that one game.
The hell out of it.
Now, this week, because of Thanksgiving, there's extra games that are going to be on TV, right? We got three extra games that would normally not be on TV, right? Normally we get a Thursday night, but we got two more games on Thursday, and then we got a Friday game. So that's 3, 4, 7. So we got 8 games on TV.
I'm finding this to be a common theme for the Madden Boys moving forward.
I think it makes sense
pick
if we
that one game.
Find a game that we're all gonna watch.
We got our pick 6 + 1 from Train.
Right.
But I think you want to someday
team.
Find that one game that we all can see
and
we break it all down.
And it'd be a game that we wanna watch and we agree on it. Not doesn't necessarily have to be like I'm fine saying Minnesota and Chicago is that game Monday night. I'm curious to see how Josh Dobbs do. I'm curious to see how the Bears do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It don't have to be the best game of the
game because if the Bears come in and not the Vikings off, Vikings, if I'm not mistaken, if the season were to end today, Vikings would be in the playoffs. If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
I saw in the NFC, they'd be on number 6. Yeah. So that's going to be an interesting game no matter what.
Okay, so let me see. Tuesday. Okay, no, I don't have to get up early Tuesday. Okay, so what do you guys think? I know Train gonna watch it. That's easy.
Monday Night Football.
You gonna be watching Monday Night Football?
Of course, absolutely.
Okay.
Damn, man.
The other game could be San Francisco and Seattle.
Ooh, that's a good one too. Let's go.
I'll definitely be seeing that one on Thursday night because my family will be here, so I'll be watching it with him. He's a Niners fan, so I'm good. I'm good with that one also.
Yeah, well, it's a Niners one actually.
Where you gonna be? You gonna be a
Niners? I don't know. By Thursday night after a full plate of food, I'm gonna watch the game. It's just whether I'm gonna be nodding off on mom's couch or nodding off on my couch. You know what I'm saying? It's 5 minutes to my mother's house unless the light gets me. If the light gets me, it's 7 minutes.
Bingo.
So it's not fun.
Ain't no jokes. No jokes.
It's true.
Yeah. It's true.
It's
true. Damn true.
It's damn true. I would like a glass of milk.
Shout out to Goat Angle.
There you go. I forgot.
I knew Kenzo. I knew Kenzo one.
Train is like, yep. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I'm talking like, is that vitamin D? What,
yeah, what y'all talking about? Yeah.
I knew Chris thought we were going to catch that quick as a hiccup.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's take a vote. JB, Thursday night or Monday night?
Oh, damn. You know what? I'm good with Thursday night myself.
Seattle and San Francisco?
Yeah, baby.
Okay, Dr. Train, Thursday night or Monday night?
Shit, if we're going to vote, fuck, I'm going to say Monday night.
Okay.
That's all right.
K-Star, Thursday night or Monday night? I'll tell you what, since it's our first time doing it, let's do both games.
That's how you do it, baby.
I don't want to take that away from Train. We don't get a lot of reasons to talk about the Bears.
Sure don't.
On the show.
Can't even get a bear hug.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Can't even get a bear hug.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, that's what happens when you drink it, Johnny Double Black.
You damn right. Don't forget your.
Oh, Sam Adams, that my lady got me. Sam Adams,
the pumpkin ale.
Yes. It's that pumpkin ale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At 4.4.
Is that what that is? At 4.4?
At 4.4.
All right.
4.4.
All right. Last thing for the night, unless y'all come up with something else. Train never sent in his power rankings because he was too busy
preparing.
Yeah. Hey, man. And Train. Make sure that you tell your mama that all the fellas on the Madden Voice said happy birthday, okay?
I will do that, man. I will do that.
Mothers are special.
What's the actual birthday?
Absolutely. 65.
No, I mean, what
when?
Blessing, but what's the birth actual
when?
Day?
Oh, tomorrow. It's tomorrow. Okay.
So
I would,
So she's a Scorpio too?
Barely.
Barely.
She's right on the cusp.
Right on the cusp?
She's Scorpio. So happy birthday to my dudes, man.
Yeah, man. Moms are important. So.
Yeah, she's 3 days after me, so we good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, you know, I will concede the power rankings are just difficult.
You ain't never
left. I can tell you what mine are.
All right, hold on. I'll write it down now. Go make it easy on me and go from 1 to 5.
Eagles. Eagles, Chiefs.
Now, I'm pretty fast. But hold on. Okay. Eagles, Chiefs. Go ahead.
I was going to say Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens, Cowboys, Niners.
I love you guys. I really do. So,
Train, what did you say yours again?
Eagles, Chiefs. Ravens, Cowboys, Niners.
I had the same thing, except plus Niners and Cowboys.
Can't argue with that. I mean, that's
yeah. And my struggle trying to keep some integrity was figuring out where my Cowboys would fall, because I truly believe in my heart, truly, just like I believe the 49ers are the scariest team in football right now, I believe my Cowboys are one of the 5 best teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe when they play the Eagles, they're going to win.
They
I don't know how we do against the Chiefs. We don't play them enough for me to have a sense of how we would do.
Right, matchup.
I believe we will beat the Lions. I believe we can beat the Ravens. And so, you know, when I look at the teams that are our peers, same record or maybe one game off, I feel like, yeah, Dallas is a top 3-4 team in the NFL. But then when I look at, you know, when I look at records and what has happened, I struggle finding out, you know. So I have the Eagles. And then it's interesting that JB dropped the Chiefs to 5. Okay?
And that was hard.
Shannon was hard. Sharp, who I respect immensely, took the Chiefs off his top 5.
What?
He said, and I will paraphrase, I was not impressed with how they played. I do not believe they are one of the 5 best teams in the NFL right now.
What?
But that's
they have that game won. They have that game won.
Okay. I don't know what people use to measure top 5 and or let alone power rankings, but history matters.
What you choose. Or you could say history don't matter because you got to reprove yourself every year.
It depends on your metric.
Well,
right?
I'm talking about within that season, not.
Oh, okay.
Nothing beyond. I'm talking about your previous weeks, because to say the Chiefs is not a top five team because they lost a 21-17 game, at which one point the game was 17-7, and it did not look good for the Eagles. Come on, man.
Fairness now. You have left off an 8-2 Lions team from your top five.
Man, fuck them Lions, man. They should have won that game. We're not giving them badges on all the things. Yeah, you say something about it. Fuck them. I said it. There ain't no way I'm putting them up there, man. Golf is hot garbage.
You do know that Shannon Sharp won 2 Super Bowls with the Broncos, right? So he could be saying the same thing about the Chiefs. I'm just saying.
Tell us how you really feel.
Look, I mean, I hate to quote Stephen A. and say it's fluid. I think it's the stupidest line ever, but I give him credit for marketing. I don't have the Cowboys in my top five, but I believe they are a top five team. But when I looked at all five teams, I'm like, who would I take out for Dallas?
Who was your top five team?
The Lions, yeah. Absolutely the Lions, bro.
I feel you, but I feel you. And when we beat them, then I will feel better about how I feel.
Exactly.
But it's hard for me to take an 8-2 team out and replace them with my 7-3 team. It's just hard for me to do that.
It's
with
one game, bro.
See, that's what I was trying to say with the Niners a couple weeks ago. I think it was one game. You can make a case. As long as they're a game within.
Three in a row defeated team.
Hey, you can say that, but guess what? They're the scariest team, all right? So
they are right now.
Yeah, but that's not a top
I know,
five.
But my point is, but the logic I used at the time was, if you're within a game, I'm talking about just one game, not like two or three. If you're within a game of some of these other teams, I think you can default to schedule and point differential. Like, I think you can default to those sort of things.
I ain't going to argue with these. I ain't arguing.
Why are we talking point differential?
Hey, y'all sold me. I just took the Lions out of my top five and put the Cowboys in. Shoot, I ain't no fool.
All right, good job, man.
I ain't no fool. Shoot, yeah, I ain't sitting here and argue with my brothers on my own team. Shoot, done.
This is amazing. I just realized what just happened. Train, do you realize what just happened? We just tried to tell T to put the goddamn Cowboys in his top five. Like, we were advocating for it.
You know what I'm saying?
11, y'all put him in the top
five. What the hell just happened? What the hell's going on?
I think I'm a Cowboys man, but it takes a lot of seconds.
Now, Train, you said, and I quote, fuck them damn Lions.
And she said, okay.
Yeah, I did.
Now, hold on, no, Train. We got to be fair because we give K-Star a lot of shit. But the voice of reason has the Lions number 2 on his power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
What say you, Dr. Train? That's your NFC North. Just saying.
Oh, my bad. You didn't hear it the first time. Man, fuck them Lions, man. I'm going to be at number 2 on his thing. Yeah, maybe he had too much to drink. I don't know. Ask him. But then, no. Number 2 team in the league, man. Get to, man, come on. Oh, nigga, what was in that ass? You ain't know what I mean.
Oh, man. That damn near deserves another shot of double black.
Yes, it does. Okay. All right. Well,
there's no way. Hold on. See, this is where I get upset. KB, like, I know they're 8-2, and they're a good team. But, like, do you really think they're the second best team in the fucking league?
Okay, you want me to answer the question? I'm going to answer it. Given the caliber of that team, given the caliber of opponents they played, yes, number 2. Number 2.
Hey, I'm looking at him while he's talking. I don't even believe he believe what he's saying, okay? I'm sitting here looking at him. Thank you. Normally, we normally
look,
all
I wrote it down. I got to
so
defend
I can't
this shit.
See. But, yo, This is my blood brother right here, okay? This guy.
I'm scrambling like eggs right now.
We grew up in the same house, okay?
Some bitch gonna put me in the damn spot.
He can't bullshit his brother. I'm sitting there looking at him. I'm like, hey. Negro, you don't even believe what the heck you're saying right now.
I'm looking at old
JB. 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 This is a JC because he has to be Johnny Cochran to believe that shit.
Yeah, man.
I'll go over here, man. That motherfucker dead.
Come on. But K-Star does make a valid point. You have the Lions ahead of the Ravens. You have the Lions ahead of the Niners that we all agreed are the scariest team in the NFL.
But again, if you look at what I had in prior weeks, because it's not a matter of a snapshot, it's what have you done in those prior weeks leading up.
What have you done for me lately?
Oh, we live on the Matter Voice tonight. So if you look at my prior weeks, it makes sense when you go back to weeks 7, 8, 9, 10, up to 11. That's where I'm coming from. If we were to do a snapshot or understand 100%, K-Star, understand 100% if we were to do a snapshot. But we're not doing a snapshot. We're doing a progressive week to week to week. That's why I have him at number two.
Hey, Train, what were your thoughts on those Lions again?
Man, fuck them Lions. What the hell are you talking about, man? Put them on field in your camera and roll that bitch. You'll see.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I changed mine because I can. JB, you have a shot right now. We could change your power rankings if you like.
Who'd I have at 3-4?
You had Ravens, Niners, and Chiefs.
All right, we'll bring the Lions down. Bring the Lions down to number 3.
All right.
We'll swap them. We'll swap them.
So they're 3?
Mm-hmm.
Ravens, 2?
Yeah.
Niners and the Chiefs?
Yep.
No Cowboys? No Cowboys?
I want to. I really want to.
No Cowboys? Let me put it to you this way. Let me put it this way.
Man,
the Lions
the Cowboys
are not on anybody's power rankings except yours.
It's all right. I'm used to standing alone.
You can stand alone.
I'm used to being in a minority.
But do you want to be a minority against your own team?
You standing alone against the Cowboys?
I just say, I mean,
I changed my draws, but nothing else, yeah.
Weird for the Libyan.
So my
hey, we all family tonight.
My lovely woman is asking me how much I drink.
Not enough.
I'm trying to find a glass right now.
We
are going to make sure all four of us are live together in person at the same time. That is going to be the most epic of shows. It is going to happen. We don't know when, we don't know where, but it is going to happen more sooner than later.
I'll tell you what. Y'all think about this, okay? I know we talked about a lot of options, but if I can get y'all to come up here, I can get us into
Sliders?
I can get us into Sliders. There's a few sports bars that would love to host the show. I've already talked with the owners. I know them well. They would love to host us doing a show. So think about it. You know, think about it. We got 2 casinos up here if you want to bring your lady too. You know? And my lady loves the party. So, you know, get her out, you know, in the evening with your ladies, you know, make it a good time. You know, we are about 2 hours from New York, 2 hours from Boston. So if you want to go hit Boston or New York, a couple of the major cities in Connecticut, in New England that you normally may not get to. A lot going on there. So there's a, you know, it's not, I would say if we're looking to try to, you know, go warm weather, Train, you got a much better option, and so do you, K-Star. Heck, so does my brother for that matter. He's in Georgia. But both you and K-Star, y'all are out over by Beachland, so y'all would win on the warm weather front. But, you know, something to think about. Something to think about. You know, get up in here and, you know, that's all. That's all I'm saying. All right. So,
okay.
JB.
I like that, dude.
Yeah, something to think about. So here is the final I'm going to warm each other. I'm going. Yes, sweetheart. If I go, I already told her. If we go to see, if we go out to the West Coast, whether we all go out there to see Train or whether I just go, I already told her she coming with me. We go to Jacksonville to see K-Star. I already told her she coming with me. Mm-hmm. Shoot. Y'all ain't seen her in a bikini. I have. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
Wrong.
That's another story for another day. But anyway, final power rankings. Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens, 49ers, Cowboys. And Stephen A. Smith did not have the Cowboys in his top five, but Shannon Sharp did. Shannon Sharp had Eagles, 49ers, Ravens, Lions, Cowboys. I think I told y'all that.
I give Shannon Sharp more credibility because we've already talked about it before. Stephen A. is all about the theatrics and whatnot.
Yes.
Shannon Sharp is all about facts.
And he said,
I ain't got no problem with Shannon Sharp.
While I don't agree with him, he said, the Chiefs have not impressed me.
He said, I have not been
impressed by the Chiefs. And after them blowing a game that they should have won last night,
No,
I'm not putting them in my top five.
Especially when we talked about this before the show, the Andy Reid-led team, especially with the Chiefs, after a bye, damn near undefeated at home.
Yes.
At home on top of it.
Yes.
Damn near undefeated.
Everybody, Lena says happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Well, she's going to see you. So,
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, we hanging out. Me, my girl, my brother, we going out tomorrow night, Thanksgiving Eve. We're going to get our little party on.
Yeah.
So, you know, might be a couple pictures on Facebook. Might be. Hey, guys, I think, what time is it? It is 8:47. I'm looking at the list that I had. Eagles, AFC North, Bears. Oh, last but not least. Can't believe I forgot about this one. Last topic of the night, unless I missed something. Jimmy Johnson, Ring of Honor.
About damn time.
Yep.
Nice. There's really not a lot to say on that, except.
How about them Cowboys?
Okay. I'm happy for Jimmy. I'm not going to dwell on the fact that it took Jerry almost 30 years to do it. It is what it is. I'm just happy that it finally happened. Jimmy, I know for a fact, because I follow the Cowboys intimately, that for Jimmy Johnson, this actually meant more to him than the NFL Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This was that significant. It's kind of like if you think about a Mike Tomlin, for instance. Let's use him as an example. Does Mike Tomlin want NFL accolades or Pittsburgh Steelers accolades?
Steelers.
He's going to want, right, K-Star? He's going to want Steelers accolades. Of course, they all want to get in the NFL Hall of Fame. But when you've spent a number of years and done so much with a team, you want that team to recognize you.
For that one organization.
Yes. And so I just know, having covered and watched and listened to stuff on the Cowboys, that this meant the world to Jimmy Johnson. And I'm so glad that Jerry did it before. Jerry's 81 years old. So, yeah. So Jimmy ain't too far behind. And they're closer to the end than to the beginning, although I hope they have nice, long, healthy lives. I'm just happy that it's going to happen. And Monday Night Football, when we play Detroit, so Troy Aikman will be there. And that's on purpose, by the way.
Good. And it should be.
And you can only imagine that Emmett will be there, Michael Irvin will definitely be there, and there'll be a host of Cowboys from the 90s that will be there to support their coach.
Yep.
December 30th, mm-hmm. Monday night in Dallas, we host Detroit, Monday Night Football, and I'm so happy that they're finally doing it. And me and Lena were at the sports bar watching the game, and they had the TVs on, but the volume was down, and they showed Jimmy and Jerry talking. And I looked at her and I said, that's unusual for them to both be together. I wonder if, and as soon as I said it, they popped it up on the screen. And I said, there it is. There it is.
I did now.
Yes. So happy Jimmy Johnson. Well deserved, long overdue. And a lot of Cowboy fans feel that the reason we haven't won a Super Bowl since the Jimmy Johnson era is because of the curse of no Ring of Honor. Yeah. So now everybody's screaming the curse is over.
Well, you know what? Regardless of all that, I'm just going to put my quick 15 seconds in.
Make it 30.
No, I'm going to make it 15 because I get straight to the point.
You sure you don't want
to
make it 30?
Maybe 20.
25?
Okay.
All right.
Jimmy Johnson is so deserving of this. And I know he's probably not listening, but thank you for your contribution because, what'd you say?
No, he's not listening.
I know.
Yeah, his agent called me and said he's a little busy. He's a little busy tonight.
He's probably catching fish or something.
He actually has that good.
But you know what?
On the boat that I left him.
For everything that he has done in creating a blueprint for how the Cowboy organization should be run from a head coaching perspective and just how he handled everything, hats off to you, man. Well deserved, overdue. We won't dwell on that fact, but I'm so glad that you're here to acknowledge it, to bask in it, soak it all in, embrace it. We're proud of you. We're happy for you. You're more than deserving of it. And I wish we could see you in person, shake your hand, and just say thank you. Okay. Literally, just say thank you. Okay. Because you brought a brand of Cowboy football to the forefront.
Yeah.
And the saying of, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Will go on for eternity.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Johnson, from the hearts of the Madden family,
yeah,
the Madden Boys family, thank you.
More than 25 seconds. But anyway.
Okay.
Do you know that somebody at the bar said that they think Jimmy Johnson will be the next Cowboys head coach?
Well, give me the weed he was smoking.
Yeah. I said, do you know Jimmy Johnson is like almost 80 years old? He's in his 70s.
So
the old church in his 70s. I said, Jimmy Johnson is down in the Florida Keys fishing.
Yes.
He has
Belichick is 71 years old.
Right.
And he's still coaching right
and
now.
And Jimmy Johnson has zero desire to be a head coach again.
No, he wants to catch a marlin.
He went to Miami when he left Dallas, and he got them to the playoffs, but that was it. And then he said, I'm done. Because what it takes to do this, I don't want to do anymore.
That's why he went on Fox.
Yeah.
Made probably just as much money.
Or more.
With less stress.
A lot less stress.
A lot less
And how many
stress.
Times do you see him on remote from Florida?
Exactly.
And, yeah, so
he probably said, can we go to commercial break real quick? I need to catch a mile.
That just shows you how delusional some fans can be. But anyway, congratulations,
absolutely.
Jimmy Johnson and
how about Jim Galloway?
There we go. All right. All right, let's wrap up. Let's start with, Train was the last one on, so who'll be the first one off? Train, final thoughts.
Oh, man. It's a holiday. So happy Thanksgiving to you guys and the TMV listeners. Bears have made history on the wrong side. Still struggling to accept that. However, I have a lot more confidence in Justin Fields than I did back in week 2 or 3. And if he keeps playing the way he came out this past week, the Bears can load up on some draft capital and finally get some more talent and blue chippers. So the arrow is still pointing up. Even though the coaching staff is trash. Yeah. Other than that, look forward to the games this weekend. And everyone enjoy the holidays. Oh.
Thank you, Train.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yes.
Five.
Yes.
She's now a senior citizen.
Okay.
Happy birthday. She's on draft day back.
Absolutely. All right. K-Star, final thoughts.
Yeah, happy Matt Canada's gone. See our fans rejoice. We got a, holiday gift there. Let's hope that the team can play a better offense because, man, it has been really awful to watch. Gotta be honest. It's been, really, really painful to watch these games. Our offense has been that bad. So please throw the ball to George Pickens and Deontay Johnson and go over the middle of the field and do just the most basic things will make us a lot better. So really excited for that. Just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone and had a great time jumping on the show, especially after what I conversation I had prior. So it feels great to have joined you guys tonight and, have fun.
All right. Glad you were able to make it. JV?
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy birthday to Train Dukes. Appreciate you. Ain't nothing like having a show with my brother live. Can't beat that with a stick. Be glad to have it with all four of y'all, all four of us together. That'll be terrific. But just glad to be here for another year, 48 this past Sunday. Appreciate the happy birthday wishes and everything. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the games. And let's get it on for the latter quarter of this year. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Well, again, I echo everyone's thoughts, and especially the happy birthday to Train's mother, Dr. Train's mom. Wish her nothing but a happy birthday and a great holiday. Actually, a great holiday to everybody, but happy birthday to my Train. Look, we've got three games on Thursday. We've got a game on Friday. First time ever that a game is on Black Friday. So there's four games. We got three games on Sunday, so that's seven games, and then we got Monday Night Football. I don't know if we could ever talk about having eight televised games in 1 week. So, I mean, the NFL, kudos. Y'all stepping up, doing the right thing. And as a football fan, which I am, Cowboys first, football second, got to love it. So good luck. Good luck to everybody in fantasy football. We getting down to the nitty-gritty. I'm excited. But most importantly, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. This is about family, food, football, and also good friends. So I hope whatever everybody is doing Thursday, that you just take a day to you, be with the people that you love. Our dad, our father, it was his favorite holiday. And he had, and we have continued the policy of an open door Thanksgiving policy. Just show up. You ain't got a call. Just show up.
That's it.
You know, now we got to know you. Okay. we got to know who you are. You can't just walk in. Okay. So, yeah. But, you know, one of the exciting things about our Thanksgiving has always been you kind of just never know who's going to show up that may not have been out in a few years, and then they just decide to pop up. And our mama throws it down. You know, she cooking.
Shout out to my Dukes.
My Dukes throws it down. She cooking, and there'll be plenty of food. So, hey, look.
Love you, Ma.
Hey, look. You know, enjoy. Okay, enjoy. We don't know how much time we have left on this planet. We don't know when Lord is going to call us home. So every day is precious. That's why they call it present, because every day is a gift. So with that, I love my brothers. Of course, my brother here in person. But my brother's on the phone. Y'all my family too.
Yes,
and I look forward to getting together in person at some point. But in the meantime, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy football. We'll talk to you next week. And remember what I always say. Yeah, I know. Remember what I always say? Jay, you say it this time.
All feuds will be settled on the field.
Good night, everybody. I used to watch this thing with Pitchy Hanger. That's actually a live stream. It'll stream for another hour. It's live. So, like, for podcast, there's another hour that it's, but I'm glad we're not on time. I'm going to let it run with Train Over.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm trying to figure out. I didn't want to be mean.